Welcome to Let's Talk. This is Dr. Batts, your host. We are in the studio right now with Aisha Rawanu. She's a chemical engineer, founder of a shoe company, and a tech startup in Nigeria. And we also have Florence Nabi from Cameroon, who is the founder and CEO of Nabi's Mag and Beauty Space in Cameroon. And ladies, I'm so excited to have you. This conversation is about difficult and exciting conversations that are happening oftentimes locally, but also what we've learned, especially post-COVID, is how the global market, the global world, impacts our local community. So it's a pleasure to have you here. Want to learn all about your work. Let's start with you, Aisha. Tell us who you are. Tell us why you're here. Tell us about the work that you do.
Okay, my name is Aisha Rilwanu. I'm from Nigeria. I'm a chemical engineer. I'm the founder of a shoe company called Fala by Aisha Nigeria. We make like exotic handmade footwears for kids and adults. Through our footwear company, we also empower the less privileged. We teach them free shoemaking. So far, we've trained over 1,000 of them.
Wow.
And yeah, and for the other company, which is a tech company, it's called Grab Livestock. We connect local farmers in villages to a wide range of customers through our platform. It operates more like the way Amazon is, but then our own local Amazon in Nigeria.
That's right.
Yeah.
You shared it with me, and it's so amazing. It's the way in which you're connecting people in villages.
Yeah.
Right? Like buyers with the people that have the livestock. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, like, and we ensure that those farmers get customers that pay fair prices for their products, because oftentimes the middlemen take most part of the profits. Yeah.
So it sounds like your work is centered in social justice and human rights.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Well, thank you.
And economic empowerment too.
Economic empowerment. Say a little more about that.
So, like, Nigeria, we have our own economic instability, and so many people are going through a lot due to the unstable political. We just had a new government, so there are lots of policy change and stuff like that. So what we as, like, private sector can do is to ensure that those local farmers in villages can have access to wider customers that can pay fair prices for their products.
That's right.
Once they have a stable platform that they can always sell their product, that will make their income more stable.
That's
and
right.
Which is going to increase their economic, what would I call it, it could to lead to economic stability
across the country, the region, and the world.
Yes.
Yeah, it's critical that we know the source of the goods that we buy, make sure that people are being paid fair wages, that there's no child labor, that there's no harm that's being done. I mean, that we talk about this triple P oftentimes, right? People, planet, and profit.
Yes, and another thing is our platform is trying to revolutionize the way livestock trading is being done. We're trying to stop the traditional way of trading livestock because it's always like the middlemen are the one benefiting from the trading process. The main farmers are being sidelined.
That's
so
right.
What our platform does is it empowers those farmers, ensuring that they are not being sidelined, ensuring they are taking full part in the whole livestock trading process.
That's right. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. We're going to come back to. We also have in the studio Florence Nabi from Cameroon. Florence, tell us about your work. Tell us about yourself. What do you want the world to know?
Thank you. Florence Nabi from Cameroon. I am an entrepreneur. I call myself a visionary entrepreneur. And I'm a beauty entrepreneur. I am founder and owner of Nabi's Mac and Beauty Space. It's an enterprise that has a lot of services and products. So we provide beauty services and beauty products to our community and to our country. Products that range from makeup to hairstyling to nails and spa services. And aside this, we source for very quality products that suit our skin and the hair type. So what we were striving to do is to provide personalized skincare kits for every individual. We also do a lot of trainings for young people who are interested in the sector. And one thing that defines us is the fact that we work with internally displaced people from the ongoing crisis in the northwest and southwest regions of Cameroon. So we have a lot of them who are residing in Yaoundé and other cities around Cameroon that are not affected by the war. So we work with them, we train them, we empower them, and we help them get jobs, and we coach them to do for those who are interested in doing their own businesses.
So again, right, I'm hearing this theme about economic development. I'm hearing this human rights, social justice theme emerging. And I'm also hearing this thing about like empowering the youth. Why is that so important to your brand? Because you could just be out there making money. But both of you guys are talking about giving back, contributing to the community. Where does that come from? Why is it so important?
For me, it's actually because I've had this experience. I'm from Bamenda, and that's the Northwest region, and it's one of the affected regions in Cameroon. Mm-hmm. And 2018, December, the crisis really affected my family. We lost our property. We left and we relocated in Yaoundé. And starting from scratch, living in the IDP camp and living with people whose lives were disrupted, starting from zero with nothing. And being here now, I feel like it's just right that I give back, that
That's
I
right.
give back to the community.
That's right. We talk about this idea of lifting as we climb, right?
Yes, exactly.
So in the work that I do, we always say no one is coming to save us. Like, it is up to us to lead within our communities and to save our communities. Aisha, why is this so important to you? Why aren't you just out there making money for yourself and your family? Why do you care so much about your people and the community?
For example, where my footwear company is, where the shoe company is in a local community in my state, in Nasarawa State, called Akwanga. So I realize we have like lots of children and moving around the street, begging and stuff like that. And I have a shoe factory there, which I'm making money from. Mm-hmm. So it's a way for me to give back to my community. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you more about these children. These children go through education process system, which is often practiced in northern Nigeria, called the Almajiri. So there is usually male children that go to the teacher to learn Quranic studies.
They go young, right?
Yeah, young. As young as three sometimes.
I've seen them in my travels across Africa.
Yeah, so they go there. Their parents usually send them there to learn Quranic studies and stuff like that. My dad went through the same Almajiri school, but then during his own time, the system was more structured. The community kind of take care of those children.
That's right.
They provide food, they provide mentorship and all that for the children. But as time goes by, the system kind of become a kind of unstable and unstructured. Mm-hmm. So these children have to move around the streets to learn to beg for food to eat.
Wow.
Yeah. So my company, which is Falaba Aisha, we decided to, okay, how about we give back to our community through these children? And we have lots of them in the community. We have like 12.4 million of them in northern Nigeria.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a you said 12.4
million of these children just roaming around the street begging.
That's I'm looking at our producer. That's almost 50% more than the people in New York City, like a time and a half of how many people in New York, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's really heartbreaking, and these children are full of potentials, despite whatever it is that is going on in their lives.
That's right.
And I've trained like up to like 1,000 of them, and from just the little training they get, some of them have been able to like earn a living from whatever it is that I'm teaching them.
So you're thinking about generational wealth. What are things going to look like moving forward? Not just today, but by training these kids, it's impacting families like your father was impacted.
Exactly. My father didn't go through this kind of Almajiri system.
Mm-hmm.
He went through the well-structured Almajiri children.
That's right. With the village to care of each other.
Yeah, with village to take care of each other.
So you take care of the children through the Almajiri system. Nabi, you keep talking about IDP, I think is the language that you use, is a group you focus on. Tell us about the IDP, because those are the people that you're focusing on in some of your work, right?
Yes.
And training also.
Yes. So internally displaced people, we call them IDP.
Internally displaced people.
Mm-hmm. These are people whose lives have been disrupted by the ongoing crisis in the Anglophone regions of Cameroon.
Mm-hmm.
And most often, these are people that have lost their property, their livelihoods. They have lost maybe their loved ones, and sadly, their hope. Most often, they've lost hope, and although they're in different regions.
You said they've lost their hope.
Their hope. And
like the conditions are so difficult that they don't even believe they can get better.
Exactly.
Wow.
So the first thing we try to do is to make them to have hope again.
That's right.
So these men have also formed a community that supports each other, because mostly we focus on young girls, because we see that they have potential. Some of them are well educated, some of them dropped out of school. And what we try to do is to revive that hope, give them hope again, and then empower them. The sense of community, you know, is to support them. And so they support each other and they share opportunities. And I think it's important for their healing process and growth. Yeah, so.
And again, you know from
experience.
Your lived experience. Yes, I've lived and experience. As you lived that experience, you were witnessing other people's experience.
Exactly. So
what was it in you that gave you that hope and got you to where you are? Because you're very successful. Both of you guys are very successful in your countries, right? What was it that gave you that hope and helped you to get here?
What was it that gave me the hope?
In that moment of darkness, right? Was it someone? Was it something? Was it faith?
It was both faith and something in me that kept telling me to keep pushing.
That's right.
And the fact that I am from a very poor background, and I've always told myself I need to get my family out of this.
That's right.
So I just kept telling myself, no matter what, I need to get out of this. So my business didn't start like, I started my business like a pastime. I just wanted something to put food on my table. But then the fact that I'm always really determined and focused when I start doing something and I give it my best, it blossomed in a very short while.
That's right.
And I was like, okay. And then I developed passion for it later on. And I started taking more and more trainings. And naturally, I'm a people's people. And people started coming to me and asking me, can I work for you? Can you train me? And we work. And yeah.
How many employees do you currently have?
Currently, I have 15 employees.
15 employees.
Yeah.
And you're working on scaling it up to a full-fledged school, the only one in Cameroon, correct?
Yes.
Tell us
yes.
about that briefly.
Okay. So being in the industry for over 6 years, I realized that most people don't really get the training that they need to be in my industry. Someone may just be passionate about hairstyling and watch a few YouTube videos and they start calling themselves a hairstylist.
The hairstylist then.
Yeah. Without fully understanding a lot of things. The thing is, my industry is actually very delicate because we work directly on the skin.
That's right.
And you don't want to make mistakes, or you don't want to work while doubting yourself. You don't want to apply a product on someone that you don't fully understand how it works.
So you're working to train people so that you can have a safe industry and standards.
Exactly. So I saw the need to do like a beauty institute that has a proper curriculum that covers what you're supposed to know, and then you take an exam. And that means before you say you're a hairstylist or makeup artist.
Oh, this is like accreditation or credentialing process.
Exactly.
Wow, okay.
So before you say you're a nail tech or a brow tech, you're sure and you can actually defend that.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. Aisha, tell us about what got you started. Because again, right, you're a big deal out there in Nigeria. So how'd you start?
For me, like after university, I got to work with Huawei, the Chinese tech company. So it was quite tedious because it's engineering job and stuff like that. And I'm a woman in Northern Nigeria. It was quite difficult because I have to like go out of my state to work. So
you had to travel.
Yeah, I have to travel. So I had to like come back home. My mom was like, okay, can you think of something else you can do apart from the engineering thing? So I quit my job and I started my footwear company. Before I started the footwear company.
So you took that leap of faith?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And before I started the footwear company, I used to buy like footwears from China, Malaysia to sell. And then with the whole policy change, increase in custom duties and stuff like that. So I had to like look within my community because there are lots of shoemakers stuff there. So I got a few of the cobblers, I trained them, and then we set up our production workshop. Beautiful. And that's how we started, yeah.
Beautiful. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what brings you here to the U.S., how has your trip been, and the future, right? What is next for you, your company, the people that you work with? This is Dr. Batch. You're listening to Let's Talk. We'll be right back.
Weekend Edition Saturday is a well-rounded news talk program about the economy, music, literature, and more. Join host Scott Simon and company as they discuss the latest events happening around the world. Start your weekend off with great programming, beginning with Weekend Edition Saturday at 8 a.m., followed by NPR's Fresh Air Weekend at 10 a.m., and great folk, blues, and Americana on All Reed Street at 11 a.m. All here on WDIY.
Welcome back to Let's Talk. This is Dr. Batts, your host, in the studio with Aisha Rilwanu and Florence Nabi of Cameroon. Your stories are phenomenal. The love and the passion that you have for your people, for the work that you do for the next generation. Both of you guys keep talking about training. I'm hearing this theme of human rights. So we're sitting in a studio in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. How did you get here? Like, why are you here? How did you get here? There's a story there that I want our listeners to hear. We'll start with you, Nabi.
Okay, so we got here through the Mandela Washington Fellowship Program. Mm-hmm. It's a program of the U.S. Department of State that supports young African leaders from Africa every year. So we are just lucky because this year, 53 applications were sent to the U.S.
53,000 applications.
53,000, yes.
53,000 applications. Like, that's applications a small city in here in the U.S., you know what I mean? Yeah. And of that, how many were selected?
700 were selected.
700. I don't know what those percentages, but they're really low, right? So you guys are like the cream of the crop. We call it creme de la creme sometimes. You're the top leaders of Africa. I mean, and that's beautiful, right? I commend you. It's a pleasure to meet you. The more I learn about your work, the more I understand, the better I understand why you were selected. What do you want to share with us, Aisha, about this Mandela Fellowship that you've received?
Okay, the Mandela Washington Fellowship is a program of the U.S. Department of State for young mm-hmm. African leaders. So what they do is they go to all these sub-Saharan African countries okay. and youths there can apply for the program. They kind of look out for youths making an impact in their community, not just having a business, youths that have businesses that actually have an impact in the community okay. they are. Because for all the 700 fellows, it's either the program has leadership in business, civic engagement, public engagement, and all that. So they look out for leaders, young African leaders that are actually having impact through their businesses or their advocacy.
It's clear that you guys are having impacts in your community.
Yeah.
So is this about the future of Africa or the future of the world?
I think it's about the future of the world mm-hmm. because, like you know, Africa has abundant resources.
That's right.
And we have the human capital.
That's
our
right.
population is
a young population.
And we have young population yeah. and we have like innovators.
That's right.
Especially in a country like Nigeria, we have like innovators making global impact through
right.
their work and innovations. So I think the U.S. is trying to invest in these young African leaders, ensuring that they give us the right skills to increase our impact in whatever category or section we are actually impacting.
Thank you for that. Nabi, tell me what's been most rewarding for you in the fellowship or your visit in general?
I'll start with the fellowship. Mm-hmm. For the fellowship, this is an opportunity that I'll forever be grateful for. I've had to meet and talk with so many people. The connections and the network, it's actually that's my highlight.
Beautiful.
I've had so many experiences, but those connections and the networks that I've made is very important to both my personal and my business.
Nice.
Yeah. So generally, I'm just really excited. I've had to learn a lot.
Tell us about a special experience that you've had, like a you guys are taking trips and everything, right? Eating different food. Like,
yeah.
What sticks with you about the U.S.?
Well, the special experience I've had, we went to New York. Mm-hmm. New York City, it's like a dream come true for me because I think all over the world, everyone knows about New York.
That's
everyone
right.
hears people talk about New York. And I've dreamt to be there on Times
and
Square.
You arrived.
And we got to Times Square. We had a meeting at NASDAQ.
Wow.
And when we went there, they projected us on their billboard. So I didn't just get to New York. I was on the billboard.
That's right. That's
and
right.
To me, I felt so important. I felt so happy. And
from a place where you almost lost hope.
Yes.
Where your family lost everything to being on that NASDAQ screen.
Yes.
I can imagine how
it means
that felt.
A lot to
yeah.
me. A lot. And the whole thing is like, it's still like a dream.
That's right.
Because 5 years ago, 6 years ago, if they would have told me I'll be here now, I would not have believed. I remember once I wanted to run away from home, like, just leave. I've had suicidal thoughts. I've had very terrible
wow.
experiences because of the frustration
yeah.
and poverty and all of that. So being here now is just like a miracle.
With leaders from across Africa.
With big leaders. Big like being leaders. On such a platform.
Yeah.
And
But it reinforces how big you are. Everyone has not been welcomed on this platform. So kudos to you for the hard work that you continue to do. Aisha, what experience has really sat with you, has stood out?
For me, the networking, just like she mentioned, mm-hmm. We've got to get in touch with amazing people doing amazing things in their community and also learning from them. And then here at Lehigh, the facilitators, the mm-hmm. coaches, the mm-hmm. trainers, is like eye-opening. Some things that you're like blind to, they kind of like show it to you in the way that you realize, okay, this is how you're supposed to do things, especially the business part of it. This is how you should do things. This is how, and I've gotten so many ideas that I intend to apply in my work back home.
Wonderful.
And for the experience here, I went to Philadelphia. You know, we always see America as, okay, the perfect developed America. And then I was so surprised to see like homeless people yeah. and stuff like that.
Poverty.
Yeah, poverty. Yeah. So it made me appreciate Africa.
Wow.
Because, of course, we have poverty, but then we don't really have homeless people
right.
like that.
That's
yeah.
Right.
So, like, it made me really appreciate Africa. And another thing is New York. Yeah, the NASDAQ experience, it was amazing because I've been trying to get into the NASDAQ Milestone Makers, an SME program for startups.
Okay.
So for me to actually be there, it was like a dream come true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was like a dream come true. And coming from Northern Nigeria, our women there are not really often given that opportunity to go out there to do things.
Uh-huh.
We're kind of confined to like our own place. So I think me being here is going to inspire other young women in
nice.
My community to know that, okay, they can actually achieve whatever it is they want to achieve in their life. Yeah.
You don't strike me as a woman that has been confined and doesn't get out there. Like you take risk, you're bold, you're a businesswoman.
Yeah, but then our community kind of want a woman to just be at home, be
yeah,
married and all that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
then when you take that bold step and they see you doing it well, you kind of inspire the younger generation to
mm-hmm.
think beyond just getting married and
okay.
staying in a husband's house, to know that they can actually do whatever it is they want, so they put their mind to do, and
yeah.
they can actually achieve their goals and aspirations. Yeah.
Let's talk about, before we close out, how do people get in touch with you? How do people support the work that you're doing? Because both of you guys are doing phenomenal work, and our listeners are resource-rich and are a very giving community, right? So here's your pitch. How do we reach you? How do we stay connected? How do we participate and contribute to your work?
Actually, as I'm here, I have a focus project, which is to establish vocational training center for within the Almajiri school system in northern
mm-hmm.
Nigeria, as we know that those children are just roaming around the street begging. So getting to teach them a practical skill that they can use to earn a livelihood is essential. So my focus project is to establish those vocational training center
mm-hmm.
within their schools. So,
and how do people contact you? How do they learn about this work?
Through our Instagram page, which is FALAH_BY_AISHA, Fala by Aisha. Or you can check our website, which is www.FALAHBYAISHA.com.ng.
Okay. And one message that you want to leave the people with?
Impact, impact, impact.
Mm.
Whatever you want to do, is it business-wise, always ensure that you're having impact. Because the impact you give is your way of making the world a better place for
That's
yourself,
right.
your future generation,
right.
and everyone. Yeah, so
That's
impact,
right.
impact, impact.
Impact, impact, impact.
Yeah.
Nabi, how do we reach you? How do people participate? How do they help?
We are very active on social media. People can check us out on social media and send us DMs on Facebook, Nabi Smack and Beauty Space.
Spell that word, Smack.
Nabis Mac, Naq. Actually, that's a short form for makeup in French, because in French is maquillage. So we call it Nabis Mac and Beauty Space. On Facebook and on Instagram is the same, Nabis Mac and Beauty Space. So yeah, we are very active on social media, since that's where we get most of our clients.
Okay. What message do you have for the listeners?
One of Nelson Mandela's quotes, which is my favorite, "You are because I am. It is in your hands to make the world a better place for those who live in it." That's a message.
Say that one more time.
"You are because I am. It is in your hands to make the world a better place for those who live in it."
That's a mic drop.
Please?
We call that a mic drop. When you say something deep like that, they just drop the mic. It's just powerful. It's powerful. So I have traveled to a few countries in Africa, right? And the work that you guys do is so profound, that the two of you are talking about, and the impact that you want to have on the world, and this idea of "you are because I am," and to see great women leaders like you, entrepreneurs that are continuing to give back, is amazing. Let's close out learning a little bit about you personally. Let me ask you this. What books are you reading, or who's your favorite U.S. rapper? There's a good one. Both of you laughed. Here we go. Who's your favorite rapper?
Tupac.
Oh, that's a good one. Favorite Tupac song?
I just said Tupac because that was what came to my mind. I don't really listen to rap music.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you had me with that, Tupac. I was all in. Now I know you listen to rap music. You work in the beauty industry. Come on. Favorite rapper?
Even if he's not famous?
That's okay. You
okay, because I have a recent famous rapper, which is Bishop.
Okay,
Bishop MW. He is one of our guides for this program, actually.
Okay, shout out to Bishop.
Shout out to Bishop. And we did something together.
A song?
Yeah, we did a song together. And the song is for the whole cohort. And it's like an anthem for the 10th anniversary of the Mandela Washington Fellowship Program.
Let us hear the song, your part. Go ahead.
Freedom, 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 united in freedom, 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 freedom. So something like that.
That's
and
beautiful.
We are going to be performing this song in Washington for our submit.
Okay, in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, IREX, we applied because you have to apply, and then if you're chosen, so they selected us.
Thank you for sharing that. Thank you guys for the work that you do. Thank you for joining us on the show. This is Dr. Batts. You have been listening to Let's Talk. Anything you want to say in closing, Aisha?
All right. Thank you for listening. Bye.
All right. Anything you want to say in closing?
Yeah, thank you so much for the invite. I feel very honored. And thank you all so much for listening. Thank you so much. Please follow us on our social media. Please reach out. Please feel free to collaborate with us on our projects or to help us to partner. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Dr. Batts, and we want you to remember that we think locally and we act globally, because the world is becoming a smaller place every day, and we are each other's medicine.
If you enjoyed this program, please go to wdiy.org or the WDIY app to share or become a WDIY member.